Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Your business wants you to trust it more. So that's why we're having today's conversation. I am just going to share these messages from your business. And it's saying like, listen, this was never supposed to be a relationship where you were supposed to feel nervous about me all the time, or you were supposed to feel like I don't show up for you, or that I'm not dependable. Like, that is not what the business wants. It kind of reminds me of like when you're, you know, with a romantic partner and you're like, I can't trust this person. This person's not dependable. They're like flaky on me. And we're having a little bit of that relationship, or we've had that relationship in the past with the business. And maybe because like that's where the business was at. I'm not saying that that like wasn't true, but your business is getting to this place that it is ready and it wants to be this structure for you. And sometimes like these wounds of being unsupported or abandoned or left alone or feeling very lonely in this process is causing this relationship where we're meeting the business with a lot of dysregulation, and the business is like, that was never the point. Like, I don't want to cause that in you. So it has five messages about what it means to trust the business, how we can get out of our own way and go beyond our wounds and allow this business to be like the best sugar daddy there ever was. So let's get into today's five messages. Message number one, you are not your business. We have talked about this before. There is an episode somewhere out there about the difference between you and your business. And that was the first thing the business wanted to say, just to remind you that there is a difference between you and the business. And that enmeshment is causing this kind of like over worry and an over production, like almost like an overproducing, an overfunctioning, because you think you are one and the same, like almost like your value and your worth is connected to whether or not your business does well or not. So that combination is causing this enmeshment that doesn't like let you lead the business the way it needs to, and like doesn't let you see it clearly. I was actually reminded of this the other day. I did a reading with Alice, who was recently on the podcast, and she is one of my favorite astrologers, and she does these really great business readings. Like, she will take the birth information of your business and like read you, you know, what your business is about. And I had never had that done before, and it was just like such a reminder. I was like, oh my God, like, yes, like it, just hearing her talk about my business separate from me was so helpful, because, you know, my business has my name and, you know, I'm the face of the business, and it's so easy to get caught up in that. But the minute she was like explaining to me like how different we were, I was like, okay. Also, what was interesting is how similar we were as well. Like, my chart, my astrology chart and her astrology chart are so similar, her as in the business. So that's why also sometimes it is hard for me to see the difference, because I like, we have a lot in common on the chart. So but with that, yeah, actually, I'll drop Alice's info in case you feel like you need an astrology reading on your business. It could be very helpful, and she'll kind of come show you like the difference between the two. So I'll drop that info here below. But what your business is asking is like, if you pay attention to the mission of the business, because you might be like, what's my purpose, or like, what am I here for? Or like the artist in you is like thinking about what it wants to express and all these kind of things. And that can cause a problem between you and the business, because the business might have a different mission, or it might have like a tighter mission. And once you really lock into the mission of the business, like almost think like the business has a purpose, and it may be very similar to your purpose, because like at the end of the day, you birthed that business. It's kind of like my child might look a lot like me, but that doesn't mean our purposes are the exact same thing. We might have similar purposes, we might have crossover, but at the end of the day, it's two different entities. And your business is like, find the mission in me, like, or remember it, or come back to it, because maybe you used to know what it is and now like you're afraid of what it is. But like, come back to the mission of the business, or really clarify it, right? Like, if you, it's kind of in your head or kind of floats around there, like taking some time to commit to this mission. And then that mission basically gives you this structure that the business has been trying to give you. Because that's like, we're going to talk more about the structure, but Actually, that's our next message. It's all about structure, but the structure can only come from understanding the mission of the business, which maybe you can might understand as like, what's the business's purpose versus what my purpose is. They might, you know, to like really look at that difference. Okay. Message number two, let's talk about structure or the lack thereof structure. So there's a lack of structure in your business, and it's not because you want it to be like that. It's like businesses, or this business in particular, like really wants to run like a well-oiled machine. It wants to be simple. It wants to provide for you. It also, you know, like wants to do good in the world. Like it doesn't really want to be like all caught up in like emotions and fat and like chaos, you know? Think about a house. Like you can go into a house that has like a bunch of shit everywhere and it's like really hard for it to flow and to function, as opposed to a house that has everything in place. Or I think about like a, you know, a pre-kindergarten room. Like you go to pre-K 4 and like the idea is that everything's in a cubby, everything has a label, and it's not because the teacher was watching, you know, was like on Pinterest, like figuring out how to organize things. It's because like that's how like the little chaos that is these children can find some structure, is like by the space being structured and being simple. And that's really what the business wants to do, and it wants to provide, it wants to work that way. And maybe you had a structure before that was working, but now as you grow and as your clients grow, the structure needs to be redefined. And it almost looks like there's a relabeling, a naming. So that might be like you're putting words to some of the things that you have been talking about, but like now you're like really, really defining them. Maybe you're like really showing people that want to work with you like where to go. You're like, oh, you know, you're going to go into this bucket and you're going to go into this bucket. But just like really like basically, I don't want to say managing, but like giving flow to the chaos, which is the chaos is just like a customer coming in wanting to get like some sort of solution, but like not knowing where to go. So it's like, we're going to make it really easy by pointing them in this direction. And that structure truly comes from understanding the mission. So it's like part of why you might not know what the structure is, or it hasn't come forward, is because you might not really, really know the mission, and that enmeshment between you and the business is like not really letting you see the mission of the business. So that's the first step. But then there's another funny thing, that there is a structure that's trying to come forward that you, or the artist, you know, like in you, is a little concerned that if you go too hardcore with structure, that you're going to be kind of like selling out, or you're going to like take the soul out of the business. Or kind of like, you know, when a mom and pops grows to a bigger company, like since some people are like, oh man, I used to love it when it was a mom and pops, when it was a hole in the wall. And now it's like, so, you know, it's like bigger and I don't feel the soul anymore. That doesn't have to be true, right? Like that does not need to happen by any means, like as you scale. But there's this feeling that like people might judge you if you go too big. I can definitely resonate with that, because, you know, obviously I would love to answer to everybody who reaches out to me and like every comment that comes in and every email, but at this point in my business, it's not possible. And unless I create systems for that with my team and make sure that there's like a system as to how we're getting back to everybody, like then it's not going to happen because I can't get to it myself. And then it doesn't like let us grow, you know, because like basically I'm only going to let the amount of comments come in that like I can actually handle. And if I can't handle more, then like I'm just not energetically going to allow it in. And so there looks like there's some of your disorganization or some of your lack of structure is coming from that place. It's coming from like, how do I scale in a way that's authentic and continues the soul and like continues like the love and the joy that I give to these small clients. And I think some of you might be thinking like this message isn't for you, because you're like, well, I'm not even making money. Like I'm not even making a lot of money. But what's funny, like this has nothing to do with money. Like scale, like you don't scale because you're like, oh my God, there's so many people coming in, you know, I got to figure out how to organize it. Like you scale so that you energetically feel safe and comfortable to allow a lot of people to come in without judging you. That's why you scale. So you can actually like set up scale and structures before you're even making money, because when you set that up, you're going to feel safe. So to give you an example, I have this, I have a program called Soul Reading Method, or we can even look at Clarity app. These are things that like are scalable. Like these are offerings that the idea is that, you know, you can let in 100 people, 200 people, like whatever the amount. It's not my one-on-one reading. It is not, you know, like a high touch like offer, right? Like it has no ceiling. But in order for it to even get there, like the day I open the app, the first thing is like, how do I feel safe? Like, what am I afraid of? Well, I'm afraid of like people buying something and feeling like this doesn't feel like Nikki. Like she was so much more personable when I had a reading with her, or she's so much more personal on the podcast. And when I come here, it doesn't feel like her. Oh, she's selling out. Oh, she's going, like, those are the things that I fear, especially that I came from like small beginnings. So before I go to anything that is going to scale, its only chance of being successful is if I feel safe holding the amount of people I truly want to grow it into, right? So the scale is not because like you're busting at the seams and it's time to scale. And I think some of us like might think that that's when structure comes in. The structure is actually like a safe place for you to grow. It's like, I am going to set this up so that if I have one person or if I have 100 people here, I still feel safe. I don't feel like I'm going to be attacked. I don't feel like I'm going to be judged. Like you're protecting that sensitive artist within you before she can even get to that place. Does that make sense? So that is what like structure is for. Your business is like, yes, thank you for explaining that to her. Okay, another reason is like the lack of structure. Another thing that's happening here is that you're not understanding that the business can be more structured than you. So like, you might not like to wake up every day and like have the same routine or do the ritual, or like maybe you're not a super structured person. Maybe you don't want to work every day. You know, like you're like, yeah, I don't want to work 9 to 5 or like whatever it is. That's so okay for you. And actually that is good for you. Like, cause your work in the business is like to be charismatic and to be the talent and to, you know, be the voice and the visionary and all that kind of stuff. And the, like business is more like an operational kind of 24/7 thing that should be working without you. So you can set structures and like make it very structured and very regimen, and that still not affect you. But there is this fear that like if there's structure in the business, then you have to become more structured. And that is not true. Like that's about like there might be a time that you do have to kind of like sit and like make these structures and whatever, and then kind of like put your head down. But then once you're out of that, you're like reaping the benefits of like what you did before. So this is truly about giving you more freedom. It's not about like holding you down. So there might need to be a little therapy around like why there isn't structure in your business, but it's truly the solution to the business. Message number 3, your business told me, sweet child, you are so layered and multidimensional, and you're feeling a lot of pressure to capture your fullness and your essence into this like one business. And it's just never going to happen because a business can never replace you and these like this layered version of you and, you know, this like just fullness and this essence that is you. It's just not going to happen. And if you notice that some of like the resistance towards like what needs to be done in the business or like how the business can grow or how things can work or even how you can like make content and message and do good marketing comes from feeling like, oh, but that's like not authentic to me. Like that's not fully authentic because I'm like also like this and I'm also like this and there's a part of me like this. And can we fit in the fact that I like puzzles and can we fit in the fact that I like to sew? Like, and the truth is like not, your full self is not going to show up here. It's an aspect of you. Again, like you birthed this thing and it has a percentage of you, but it'll never have that 100% of you. And it's a lot of pressure to put on yourself to think that like you need to show up fully and show all parts of yourself in this business for it to be authentic. What makes a business authentic is that it's authentic to its mission, that it's authentic to the problem it wants to solve, that it's authentic to the person it is trying to solve. And it's okay if that's a little bit more like methodological than like who you really are. And that doesn't mean you don't get to like show parts of yourself or whatever, but like you don't have to put this, it's just a pressure. Like I feel like it's this pressure that you have to capture your full self here. And it's not possible because first of all, you are constantly evolving and like learning new things about yourself. So there's parts of you that like you don't even know yet. So are you being inauthentic? Because like you haven't discovered all parts of yourself? Like, no. So really like releasing that pressure and kind of thinking that your business is like a room in your house, but you are the full house. So that room might look like, you know, it might have some cohesiveness to like the rest of the rooms. Maybe it's in a similar tone or colors or whatever, but there can be a totally other room that is totally different colors. Like, you know, my office is bright and pink and all that, but my house, and it is a room in my house, but the rest of my house is very like soft tone, like natural colors. So it's an aspect of you, right? I feel like if my business was, I guess it's like my business is like the Leo within me, but then the rest of the house is like the Cancer within me, you know? So to kind of just like release that pressure of needing to show all these aspects, and instead just taking a moment to be like, what's the message of mission of the business? Like, what is it really trying to accomplish? Like, okay, how do we like message that and talk about that? And like, what are the aspects of me that are important to help that come, like to help that story come together? And then the rest of me, I'm allowed to discover it and play with it. And if I need to start like 3 different blogs or whatever to just like have other places for me to discover myself, I can. But this business, like this is what it's about. Like this is the mission. Like this is what we do here. And then letting the rest of yourself and the rest of your time and the rest of your space to just be all this ever evolving, beautiful rose that you are, like the ever, like, you know, whatever the ever evolving, the unfolding of who you are, is just not going to be captured here in the business. The business is actually capturing in many times a moment in time of who you are, an aspect of who you are. It could definitely evolve and pivot with you, but it's always going to be a little bit more flat than you are. It's always going to have a little bit more like of a method than you, a little bit more structured. It's less custom because it needs to scale. Like it's more organized, right? So to just always, you know, to release that pressure off of yourself. Message number 4. This is like, just doesn't make sense. And it'll probably blow your mind. But when you start to realize that you deserve rest and that you deserve being taken care of, the business will get in shape. Because a lot of the way you're meeting the business right now is with a lack of worth and a feeling that like you will be worthy or that you will be able to rest or like have a life or that you are valuable once this business becomes something or once this business turns into something. And that's like the actual thing that's causing the business to stay stunted and not letting it grow. So you kind of had to come at the business saying like, I am a person who deserves rest and deserves love no matter what. Even if I didn't make a dollar, even if I lived in a cardboard box, like I deserve love. I even deserve rest. I deserve to just be settled. And when you do that, what's interesting is that you'll make decisions in the business that align with that. So before, the part of you that was like, no, I got to find my value here. And I have to like make sure that, you know, I'm fully authentic and I'm doing everything that I need to do. And, you know, I have to like, do these 17 things in the business. Like when you start to be like, I'm a person that deserves rest, you'll look at those 17 things and you'll be like, you know what? Honestly, we only need 3 of them. And like, we can do it this way. Like, if it's okay if like it works with this automation, awesome. Then let's just put in that automation. And then that makes the business become this powerhouse and actually like a well-oiled machine, which is what businesses want to be at the end of the day. But when we are projecting onto the business and have this like lack of worth and needing to prove ourselves through the business, we make it more complicated. And it's actually the simplicity of the business that's going to make it grow the way you want it to grow. So to get into this place of letting yourself have rest, to realize that you deserve love exactly where you are, that you deserve everything right now. The funniest thing to me is like when people come to me in readings and they want to find love, like a partnership, a loving partnership. And they'll be like, well, I can't yet because like I'm very focused on my business. And I'm like, that's funny. Like we think that if we're not put all together, like if we don't have our career or our business or whatever, or our debt is paid off, like we're not worthy of love, like we're not worthy of a partnership. What if like that love is the actual thing that makes the debt go away and makes the business flourish and makes your career make sense, you know? What if like allowing yourself to be loved and to be taken care of like that is like actually what makes these other things grow? Like maybe you're looking at it the other way. And it really is a reflection of like this way that we're treating ourselves and this pressure that we're putting on ourselves when actually it's the reverse, you know? So when you decide to rest before you've quote unquote earned it is when things will take off. I'm working on scheduling a guest that I'm really excited to have on who talks about rest and who has taught me a ton about rest. I'm really excited to have her on. I think we'll probably have her on next month, but this will hopefully make more sense as we have that conversation. Cause I know like this idea of, I was so afraid of that word rest when it was like first introduced to me. I was like, wait, what? Like you're telling me to slow down, but all I want to do is like go really fast. So what's the point of like slowing down? And it's like that episode that we had recently, it's like slowing down to go fast, pulling back to catapult forward. So when you prioritize that and when you see like, I'm a human that deserves all these things like love, rest, stability, safety, structure, then the business can do like what it's really, you're going to see the business more clear. Like you're going to be like, oh, like this is how it's supposed to be done. Like this is what I need to do. But when you're looking at it as like a way that has to prove all of your value, you're going to overcomplicate it. You're not going to see like the clear machine that it wants to be. Message number five, and this may again be one of the things that you're afraid of, is when your business is structured and when everything is working like a well-oiled machine, you're going to be left with time and space and more space and time for you to be who you are and to express yourself. So that may sound weird. And that's also part of like thinking that like all of that full expression like has to be in the business, when the truth is like the business wants to get like this so that you can have a place to fully express yourself. And I want you to just take a minute to really visualize like, okay, if I didn't need this business to like be everything and everything to myself and to be like this total like full expression of like my fullness, but that it started to work like a really well-oiled machine and it did a few things and it did it very well and it had like a system in its marketing and all that kind of stuff and things were working on a system. And then I have all this space for myself, like, what am I doing with that time? Just like seeing what flashes before you, right? That might be, it's nothing really fancy. I'm going to be cooking some meals and I'm going to go out with friends and I'm going to go to a concert. Like what you're going to do with that time is you're going to live, you know, like, I mean, and listen, I remember overcomplicating my business in the beginning because I could use the excuse that I could work so that I didn't have to be with my kids because like my kids were so young and chaotic. And I was like, you know, please get me out of this. But the truth is like, if I felt very, very settled and like the money was flowing and everything was good, I could still get myself some babysitting help, but I also could like do the things I would really want to do with the kids and I can do them with ease and like be relaxed while I'm doing them. So I think the experience of being with the kids is very different when you're feeling restful and when you're feeling okay and when you're feeling stable than like that other place. And that's like why we try to hide from extra time. But in this case, this is about building that full expression that you're looking for. There is more for you. And yeah, maybe that more is another business, like almost like the next thing and another business and more innovation. I wouldn't doubt that there is more for you, but there is like love, there's life for you. And the business wants to just take up like 20% and the rest being up to you. So as you start to visualize like that cleanliness and notice that like you don't need to be afraid of it and notice that it's totally possible. And yeah, it might ask you to sacrifice some few things that you're overcomplicating right now, but it is definitely worth it. And it's the whole purpose of what the business wants. If not, we wouldn't call it a business. We would call it like, you know, maybe a vocation or like something you're devoted to, but a business is truly like a structure that wants to provide for you. So if you're calling it that, and if you're looking at it that way, that's why it has this energy of wanting to do this with you. All right, guys, I hope that this allows you to kind of soften into your business, letting it provide and trust it a little bit more, letting it give you more of what it wants to give you. Obviously, like, we need to direct it, set up those structures, but hopefully I convinced you a little bit. All right, friends, sending you much love always, and I will see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.